Welcome to the second episode of Crime City Radio with Arley Quinn
and Merle Hazard.
So, Crime City Rollers went to Beach Brawl. Do you want to know how it went? Here's how it went.
Crime City coming over here from Sweden for the weekend, just winning all the bouts.
And that's a grand slam for Ankafar.
Ankafar rings up a grand slam.
5-point grand slam for Ankafar.
Crime City has had a reputation of having some pretty amazing walls.
And Curly Hoor broke out of the pack.
Another grand slam for the Crime City captain.
Looked like nobody even touched her.
Meanwhile, Curly Hoor.
Yes, grand slam for Curly Hoor.
And another grand slam for Curly Hoor.
Tried to fight her way through. Does so.
5 more points for Crime City.
Another grand slam for Curly Hoor.
Those Scandinavian walls are something to be reckoned with.
Excellent news if you are a Crime City fan.
Defense not giving it in.
This is an all-around fantastic team.
Prince Sophia got herself a grand slam.
Nice little moves.
Prince Sophia rigs up a grand slam.
5 big points for Prince Sophia.
One blocker went to the outside, one blocker went to the inside, and Prince Sophia split the difference.
And that was a nice 20-point jam by Crime City.
Ankafar, almost gets knocked out of bounds, manages to stay in.
Another grand slam for Crime City.
5 more points for Crime City.
I'm pretty impressed by Prince Sophia, Crime City's jammer, jamming every third jam. No penalties called on her.
Curly Hoor just made a breakout move.
Those Scandinavian walls are something to be reckoned with.
Crime City fans up in the stands having a good time shouting for their team. And they have reason to shout.
Crime City Rollers fans. One thing I will tell you, they're loud.
Curly Hoor just such a fast jammer. I'll tell you, yeah. Ankafar is a tremendous jammer. Number 3, Prince Sophia, once again lead jammer. And I don't believe she has made it to the penalty box yet. So just such a clean but still an aggressive player.
Vixen, did you see that pretty move by Curly Hoor?
Those Scandinavian walls are something to be reckoned with.
Crime City defense just making the jammers slow down, skate through. It looks like they're skating through mud. They're just slowing them down to a stop on the track.
And look at that blocking by Chuchet.
Now over Curly Hoor.
Out of the penalty box, looking to score some points.
Look at her approach the pack. Absolutely fearless.
Doesn't even slow down.
Look at that. Dunce through on the inside. How did she not go out of bounds?
Big points for Crime City.
Crime City just reforms as if nothing ever happened.
Crime City blocker came out of nowhere, knocked her out of bounds. I believe that was sexual harassment.
Scandinavian blockers, and I tell you what, they are a force to be reckoned with.
Crime City did well. The walls were very tight and well coordinated. Something that really impressed me about the blocking was how fast the walls reformed. As soon as they lost the jammer, they raced to the front and reformed a wall, retaining the jammer again. It was beautiful. And our jammers were very strong and very agile, and they showed some amazing balancing skills when they received nicely performed hits close to the line and kept on rolling in a position that seemed impossible to skate in, but they stayed inbound, on their wheels, and in control. So, those were some great games against some great teams and with some amazing scores, which will have a very big impact on our ranking.
Yeah, they will. So, if we start with the scores, the first bout against Charlotte was 369 to Crime City and 53 to Charlotte. Remember, we beat them last year 200 to 90, so this is way bigger victory than last year.
Yeah.
That earned us something like 362 game points in the rankings, for those interested in that. The next bout was against North Star. We won that one 328 to 41. And that equals to 466.67 game points. That's actually an insane amount of game points.
Yeah.
And the third one against Charlottesville, who were higher ranked than us, we won 269 to 135. And that was also over 400 game points, 437.46 game points. So these three were, of course, amazing in terms of our rankings. But we also have some old bouts from last year, like the ECDX bouts from last year, which won't count in the rankings because we played them in June last year. So they will be rolling off from our rankings. So the bouts, which will, our ranking points will be based on the bouts against Gent from Wet, Callio this May, and these three bouts from Beach Brawl. And I've done some calculating here, and I think we will end up somewhere around 353.61 points.
Somewhere around that.
Somewhere around there. And the change since last month is 102.64 points in that case. That's a 40% raise in game points. And for those interested, that would put us somewhere around place 30 in the rankings. We said we talked last week about Division 2, the Division 2 playoffs. That was the goal. Right now we're in Division 1 playoffs.
Yeah.
And we won't know, of course, until the June rankings are out. But
no, it also depends on how other teams play these couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. But it got me thinking, these results. What do the rankings say? How good are we?
Yeah.
How high can we go? Where are the other teams that we play closely against? Where are they ranked? I mean, we know European teams are often underranked. Nidaros and Callio were also at Beach Brawl, played excellent, and will take giant steps in their rankings as well. And I'm thinking, how far are we likely to go in a Division 1 playoff? Can we? of course, it depends on where we end up, how we get seeded, stuff like that. But looking at playing U.S. teams, we've played 8 bouts against American teams, lost 1. We've won the 7 last games against U.S. teams and have an average score difference in those bouts of 160 points in our favor. We are playing well against American teams that are higher ranked than us. So what do the rankings say? I think it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. All of these questions and more will be discussed and answered in the next episode of Crime City Radio, because next time we will have Vix from CCR with us, and she will tell you everything there is to know about ranking. So ask us all of your questions, either on the official Crime City Rollers Facebook page, on Twitter at Crime City Radio, or email us at radio@crimecityrollers.com.
Yeah, please do. Any questions you might have?
There are no stupid questions, but all of the answers will be smart.
Exactly. yeah, so that's next episode. I'll just say about the little collage we started off with, that I've asked for permission to use those sounds. They are from the stream from Florida. I've asked the user for permission. I haven't got an answer, so I'm using them in. I'm thinking it's fair use. We don't make any profit from doing this show, but if you are listening to this and you are the owner of those sounds and you do not wish them to be featured on this show, please email us at radio@crimecityrollers.com. Ask us to take them down, and of course, we will do just that.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all for today.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.